Good afternoon and welcome to the Market Wrap for Tuesday, the 4th of April. Well, it certainly was an interesting day on the markets. The Aussie market managed to advance for the 7th consecutive session, making it its longest winning streak since March last year. Well, the Australian share market ended up 13 points, or a fifth of 1% to 7,236. We did have a bit of a cautious start to trade though, ahead of RBA's highly anticipated rate decision, which was announced at 2:30 today. The RBA decided on a pause, keeping the cash rate steady at 3.6%, near an 11-year high, and putting an end to 10 consecutive rate hikes, which began in May 2022. The RBA board said it expects some further tightening of monetary policy may be needed for inflation to return to target, which is of course 2-3%. They also mentioned the decision to pause could provide additional time for monetary policy to take effect, because we all understand there is a little bit of a lag there. But we have seen the economy slowing and inflation peaked at the end of last year, so it will be interesting to see what's ahead in the coming months with multiple factors at play. Tomorrow, investors will be listening closely to the RBA Governor Philip Lowe's speech at 12:30 p.m. Sydney time for any hints into the RBA's outlook. Moving on to sector performance today, we had 9 of the 11 sectors rising, with energy being the standout once again for the second consecutive day, following a surprise oil production cut announced by OPEC Plus yesterday. This is a meeting involving 20 of the world's largest oil producers, 8 of which said they were going to cut production, which will reduce oil supply by over 1 million barrels a day. The materials sector was the biggest weight on the market, falling close to 1%, while the utilities sector also posted losses. Financials had a modest gain of around a third of 1%, while tech also ended higher. Looking at the best performers, Whitehaven Coal was the stock that lifted the most today by 5.6%, while Woodside and Santos were up on the back of that oil story, which sent oil prices surging over 6% last night, supporting the rise in that energy sector, which we just spoke about. Telstra also rose today, and its shares actually climbed almost 10% in the past 6 months. If we take a look at today's losers, BHP, the biggest player not only in the materials sector, but on the whole market, weighed most today, dropping by over 2% and hampering bigger gains on the ASX 200. Lithium miners fell today after a good run recently following Liontown's rejection of the takeover offer from the globe's largest lithium miner, Albemarle. Liontown was down 0.4%, while Pilbara, Core Lithium and Alcum also posted losses. Onto some company news, we had SEEK shares fell almost 1% today after announcing a $15 million drop in its expected revenue for this year due to easing job ads. And Netwealth dropped again today, falling over 10% in the past 2 days after announcing a downgrade of its financial year guidance. Looking at currencies today, they were all actually weaker, with the Aussie dollar buying around 67.5 US cents. Have a great night, everyone.